Hey, 99% Effective fans, this is your co-host, George, and I want to let you know that this summer and fall, we're happy to bring back your weekend tea with Gabby and Amanda. I want you to keep your eyes peeled for some bonus shorts from the sisters who aren't afraid to talk about everything for life, relationships, and everything in between. So happy listening. So, Gabby, you talked a lot about, you know, some of the things that you've accomplished, you know, some of the things that you're really most proud of. What are some memorable times, you know, that you want to share with everyone?
On my 40th birthday,
what happened?
They took me to a strip club.
Who brought you there? Amanda?
Yes.
And your sisters?
Okay.
If we're friends, too.
So, for people listening, they might not know, but Gabrielle has always had a very strong affinity for the opposite sex, for men. And so, when she was turning 40, I was like, we have to do something epic. So, we live in Delaware and are like 20 minutes from Philly. And so, we found a kind of traveling or weekend adult entertainment, and so we got some of our closest friends that have known Gabby forever, and so it was a fun group. How many of us were there? There was you, so the four of us. So there's probably about 10 ladies, and we had sushi first, right?
Yeah,
that's your favorite. A few of us had sushi, and then we rode up, had a raucous car ride up. We were so excited. And even like we were like basically having a party in the parking lot before we even got inside, but we got in there. What do you remember about once we got in there?
They called my name up and I was in the middle of everybody and they stuffed money right inside of me.
And then what happened?
And then they lap danced.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And then after your lap dance, we went over to a table that we were sitting, and I think one of the guys came over and like picked you up, and you just were enjoying yourself very much. So it was an eventful evening, and everyone there, it was like top five best nights ever. It was so much fun.
So that sounds like an awesome way to spend your 40th birthday.
Yes.
So what are you going to do now for like your next big birthday when you turn 50?
What do you think you'd want to do?
I don't want to think of being 50 right now. I want to stay really young.
Understandable. So,
but no, like no trips or anything. What would be like if you could plan your 50th, which is in the future?
I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
I don't want to think about it. All right. So we won't do that. But you certainly have some time, and you have to think of something to compete with your 40th birthday for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything's going to top that night. That was pretty.
And then we had one of the shot glasses.
What do you mean?
We had one of those shot.
Oh, we did shots? Oh, that's how much fun we had. I do not even remember taking shots. Yeah, it was a pretty momentous
night. That does sound like a pretty epic way to spend your 40th birthday. As always, you can find our podcast on Podbean, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the Saturday website. On any Amazon or Alexa-enabled devices, you can ask Alexa to play 99% Effective, Sarah Solutions Podcast. And let us know what you want to learn more about. If you have an idea or topic, let us know. We would love to hear from you.